Bob Rivers in the mornings, the No Repeat Workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR
FM
and HD1
Seattle
and iHeartRadio station.
Sipping from your cup till it runneth over. Holy Grail.
Blue told me remind you. Back what y'all talking about? I'm the new. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights and tight.
All right. The case had gone cold 4 years after the slayings of Christopher Horton and Brian Dean in Virginia. Detectives had nothing to go on. This is from the New York Times. No suspects, no sign of the gun, nothing, no witnesses, nothing. They found Horton sprawled next to a trash can and Dean on the front porch. In 2011, the case was reassigned to a detective who later came across what he considered a compelling piece of evidence. It was a YouTube video of Antoine Stewart, a local rapper with a stage name Twain Gotti, performing his song Ride Out. And the lyrics said, "But nobody saw when I expletive smoked him, roped him, sharpened up the shank, poked him, 357 Smith & Wesson beam scoped him."
Now, isn't that a Carly Simon song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Originally.
I drove up to your condo. And you were smoking a bowl of pot. I had my Glock 9 tipped to the one's hat.
Keep going.
I know, right?
So I put one slug in your abdomen. I watched you fall and die.
No, Joe's right.
And all the cops said I ain't got...
What? It's you're so dead.
You're so dead.
Nobody's
gonna know.
No one knows
that I'm the one to drop to.
You know who's singing background on that song, by the way?
Who?
The late, great Tupac's girl. No, actually, Mick Jagger sings background when you're so vain.
Yeah, not on this rap song.
No. Okay. That's Keith Richards.
Well, that is just one.
What a great analogy, by the way.
That's one of dozens of crimes that have been solved because
with
of rap songs.
Music. So here's the deal.
From his upcoming album, The Guns in the Flower Pot. Here he is.
Stewart denied any role in the killings, but the authorities took the lyrics to be a boast that he was responsible. Based largely on the song, they charged him last July. His case is one of more than three dozen prosecutions in the last 2 years where rap lyrics helped charge somebody.
In other news, Eric Clapton has been charged with shooting a sheriff in South Florida from 1978.
I shot the sheriff.
Well, I swear it was a deputy.
So will you look for a cold case where the deputy was accused?
That's hilarious.
And you charge Eric Clapton.
Hey, you remember the case the Knights of the Light went out in Georgia? That was a huge case.
No, but I remember the case when somebody actually got blinded with science and they found the guy.
Well, it's funny.
You threw science right in his eye.
It's funny you say this because the law-abiding gangster rappers are saying this is discrimination.
Because
he says, you know, Johnny Cash shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Nobody put him in jail.
Nobody started investigating Johnny Cash. They said, as a gangster rapper, we have to sing about violence and about this stuff. And these are creative lyrics we're writing. This isn't, you know, testimony.
What other illegal things did Johnny Cash sing about?
Mostly just going to the library.
Yeah, he walked the line, but I don't think that was out of...
He sang a lot of shooting songs, a little he cocaine.
Did.
He sang a little about cocaine and stuff, and he did a little time.
But they never busted him for his song.
Right.
No.
He killed that one woman in a burning ring of fire, but that was never proven, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always thought that was a song about hemorrhoids. Burning ring of fire.
That was the commercial they ran in the early 80s, yeah.
Okay.
I'm Johnny Cash for Preparation H, Ring of Fire. I sat down on a burning ring of fire.
But they have a bunch of police that sit around and they listen to these rap bands looking for clues to solve crimes.
A bunch of these cases are in court right now. In Topeka, Kansas, a judge will rule on a motion to exclude rap lyrics from a double homicide case. 13 pages of lyrics written by a guy named Vonte Skinner, including lines like, 4 slugs drill in your cheek to blow your face off and leave your brain caved in the street.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Oh God, I'm just kidding.
That's harsh. What's getting really unnerving is the amount of time it appears that both the police and prosecutors are spending over rap lyrics and videos on social media rather than using that time to gather more convincing conventional forms of evidence. This is someone from the the University of Richmond Liberal Arts assistant professor. You know what? I think he should spend more time becoming an actual professor.
Hey, he's working on it.
In a relatively new twist, rap lyrics themselves are viewed as wrongdoing. Could be hate speech. Two men in Pittsburgh, Rashid Beasley and Jamal Knox, sentenced to prison for posting a rap video that threatened to kill two police officers. We haven't seen these kind of stories for a while. Is it just that the people got bored with it and have been ignoring all this hate rap out there, or is there suddenly a resurgence?
Actually,
we have our Macklemore.
That's another part of the
who's
story.
Who's like the Pope of rap.
It's another part of the story is the hate rap has become out of fashion these days.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I was thinking until this.
Yeah, the gangster rap is not as popular as it was a few years ago.
Witnesses, before he was arrested last summer, this guy, Stewart, had been making a name for himself as Twain Gotti, released six mixtapes, about to embark on a 22-city tour when they charge him with the Horton and Dean slangs. That's the one I started with. Wow, they've stopped his career. Cold.
Yeah,
he wrote a song about the murder. Does that mean he did? I hate to be on his side because I hate the song, but does that mean, is that evidence?
Well, and he points it out. He says, hey, there wasn't even a knife involved in these murders. You know, I mean, if you want to look at my lyrics compared to the actual event of the crime, and this was something that happened, 6-7 years prior. Although, if you're an up-and-coming rapper and you're desperate for a hit, you might look back into your past and write something like that.
Yeah, there actually is a massive selection of underground rappers that we would never hear about.
Not.
Because, God forbid, it trickles up to us, the really hateful stuff.
So, white rapper Governor Chris Christie is in the news.
I love this one.
Candy rapper.
Yeah, he is. I haven't heard that much about him lately. He was dominating the news for a while with the bridge scandal. But nothing ever came out that totally.
Well, yesterday they came out with the results of the investigation,
right?
Which was
a million bucks they spent on.
Yeah, Governor Chris Christie's investigation. This is the one that
he spent $1 million and found himself innocent.
Yeah,
all right, I didn't have to read the story.
Hooray!
Money well spent.
Hooray! I'm surprised.
But did anybody? Everyone else is invested. I mean, when you get that white bright spotlight of the media on you, everybody wants to get you, including all your political.
His investigation, a lot of people had no comment and would not talk on fear of incriminating themselves. So it wasn't super thorough, but it was. They brought out a big old book and slammed it down and said, "Here, this is the whole thing," and he's clean yesterday in front of a bunch of press cameras.
All right, well, that's expected. So that's news somehow. Are there any other investigations, or is it over now?
No. There are ongoing investigations.
Oh, it'll go until the Republican convention, depending on how.
All right.
You want to get out in front of the story.
It's pretty boring. I mean, anytime you have a traffic jam, you know, even if they caused it, I feel like they're all caused on purpose. Have you ever tried to get home from the mountains from Eastern Washington?
Sure.
At 10 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden you're going 5 miles an hour, and you purposely went home at 10 o'clock at night so that you wouldn't have to deal with the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody has decided road construction. I mean, how is that any better than Chris Christie?
If the road construction was a direct result of your mayor if the mayor of Snoqualmie Pass wouldn't back Governor Inslee in a campaign.
I think
situation.
It's a resentment towards Bellevueites from Eastern Washington.
Yeah. It's those red
screw
state.
Those rich white people. Yeah. That's what I think
the
it
real,
is.
The real
it's farmers who don't like us.
Well, there's also the yes, I did know, no, I didn't know portion of the program, which the American people, we don't like a liar. Like, we'll forgive you for...
That's true. The crime is lying about it, right. Not actually doing
we'll
it.
We'll forgive you for coming clean, but what Joe said is correct about the report finding that he was clean, but there is also David Wildstein, who got fired among all this, and he's the one who came out and said, no, I told Chris Christie about the lane closures, so he knew. To which Chris Christie has been quoted as saying, I don't recall that conversation.
Yeah. And by the way, he could be lying. Yeah. Or Chris Christie could be lying, and we don't really know who's lying. We know somebody's lying, so that's why we're still ticked off about it.
Do you remember Christie's like 2-hour press conference, right, when it first happened? He's like, I just found out about it yesterday. And then 10 minutes later, I haven't been able to sleep for 4 nights because of this. So how did you find out about it yesterday, but you couldn't sleep for 4 nights because of this?
I mean, I don't know. But
he was lying. The guy was lying through his teeth. I mean, I don't care one way or the other.
All right. You don't know.
But I'm sure we'll hear more. Okay.
If you watch a certain cable news channel, you think you know. So the bridge scandal, no news.
Not really.
We just wasted a bunch of time.
Right.
Blasphemy case in Lahore, Pakistan, found Christian sanitation worker Sawan Masih guilty of blasphemy Thursday.
Watch your tongue in Pakistan is the lesson here.
I've known some people who go to Pakistan. As much as I like world traveling, I don't think I would go to Pakistan. They found him guilty of blasphemy, sentenced him to death. Now, Pakistan has not carried out this blasphemy execution.
Uh-huh.
It's a law they have on the books, like chewing gum in the sidewalk and things like that we still have. You don't tie your horse up in front of a Barnes & Noble. We have
a bunch of
old
laws.
You
should not do that.
There's not even Barnes & Nobles anymore.
Sure, you still should.
You
should
still are Barnes &
Nobles. Are there?
Yeah, sure. Oh. There's one in Linwood.
So what's the deal? Are they going to actually do it?
He got in an argument with a guy, and he said something about using Allah's name in vain. Like if you say we use the Lord's name in vain, somebody, and the guy goes, that's terrible. I'm going to tell the authorities. So this guy he got in an argument with said he said something bad about Allah. They took him on trial. It's okay, death. You say something bad about Allah, that's it.
That's it. You're dying. So are they going to do it?
Well, they haven't in the past, but, you know, he's been found guilty.
In 2013, when they had this argument, let's see. Oh, he has a lawyer. Did you know that? You can have a lawyer in Pakistan. That's good news.
Well, Pakistan's a pretty modern country.
His lawyer says he'll appeal the case to the Lahore High Court. So, would the world care? I think we would. Let's see. Also, Lady Gaga, happy birthday. Do you know how old Lady Gaga is?
28.
You're dead on.
Am I?
She's 28, yeah.
Wow, I know a lot about her.
She's at that rough age for a lot of stars.
Yep.
But I think she's great. 918. Hari Kondabolu. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you're one of the few that says it right.
I remember rehearsing this last time you were here. Hari Kondabolu started his comedy career right here in Seattle. But after being spotted by an HBO Comedy Festival staffer in 2006, you were discovered. He moved to New York and went for it. Since then, you've seen him on Conan, Kimmel, Comedy Central specials, and Totally Biased on FX. And now you're poised for Jimmy Fallon and The Tonight Show because it's in New York, right?
Maybe. I was just on Letterman 2 days ago, though.
Well, maybe you're blacklisted. Anyway, his album, Waiting for 2042, I can't wait to find out why, has just been released tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. Be part of the big Hari Kondabolu homecoming celebration. He is performing at the, hold on, I got to look it up because it's not on this.
It's at the Neptune Theater.
All right. And so if you want to grab tickets, we'll have a link at bobrivers.com. Welcome back, Hari. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to see you. Yeah. Good to see someone making the big time.
Yeah, well, it's nice. Even though it's funny, I was only here for 2 years. I only lived here for 2 years, but it's always a homecoming.
Is it? Or you say that every place you've lived for 2 years?
I'm here. I'll say it in Portland, even though I've only been there
six months.
Six times in my life.
Yeah. I'm back, baby.
Oh, Vancouver. It's been years.
Does every radio show welcome you as a returning homeboy?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you had a real job here, right? And this is where you first started thinking, comedy. That might be something to
try. I did comedy. You know, I grew up in New York. I did comedy in college. I did it on breaks, but it would always just break my heart in New York. Like, it's just you're performing for other comics or you do folk open mic.
Toughest market to be in.
Yeah, oh my God.
Hecklers.
To start. it's a terrible place to start, in my opinion. I feel like it's just hard. I mean, I think you have a thicker skin, but I feel like audiences in the Northwest are just significantly, they pay attention, they care, they're not jaded.
They're intellectual.
Yes.
So you become a smarter comic if you start here.
Yes.
Then you can go to New York, and you're smart enough to handle the hecklers. Am I right?
I think there's a lot of that. And also, I think there's enough road work around here, too, where you get a thicker skin through that as well.
What's the best heckle response you have?
I'm terrible at it, to be honest.
You really?
I'm better at like I'm more of a Thursday 7 o'clock show where people aren't completely wasted and are there to see me versus like a Friday late show where people are drunk and they just want to laugh and I'm using words like colonialism. You know, that's like, that's not the word you want to hear when you're like wasted and you've had a long week and I'm talking about these big ideas. You know?
What is colonialism?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It was a long time ago, Bob. It was a long time ago.
Shoot. I don't know what he's talking about.
It's cool. He'll start talking about bitches any minute, man. Yeah.
It's always this funny thing. I used to, in Seattle, I'd have to adjust when it was the late show on Fridays and you were kind of like, all right, I can't do this material right now. I can't do this just because everyone is not there.
You have to know your audience.
I have one story about the erotic bakery in Wallingford here in Seattle. I'll just repeat that story as many times as I possibly can to get through the set. That's usually what it is. Yeah.
They have cakes made that look like boobs, Bob.
Yeah.
I've been to that place. Well, we used to do, when we were a younger rock show, we would, you know, didn't they bring us things for nude stock and all of that? And we
remember
when
I had my surgery for testicular cancer?
Yeah.
The cake was Hall of Fame.
They bake you a one ball cake?
They did, sure. A Hall of Fame cake.
That's funny.
That's a place where if you're going to go, you can't browse. It's weird to browse.
To hang around there.
You have to buy.
You're right.
It's actually less dirty to buy something at the erotic bakery. Yeah. You can't just say, I'm browsing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Holly, have you picked out a cake yet? You've been here for an hour.
I'm almost done.
Leave me alone. Yeah. You got a booth? Is there a booth?
Wow. The Neptune Theater. What a great place to fill up. I recently saw a show there, and it's a wonderful comedy venue.
Yeah, I mean, I've never gotten a chance. This is the first time where I thought maybe, hopefully, I have enough of a draw to fill it up, but I've always wanted to perform there. Always.
It's a beautiful big theater.
Yeah.
So you are, now tell me, where do you live?
In Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, you're a Brooklyn guy.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in Queens. I have to mention that, otherwise all of my Queens friends are like, okay, sold out.
And they may hear you on the internet.
Right.
Are you right? I'm from Queens. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Seattle. do you own, in Brooklyn, it's kind of 50-50 if you need to own a car. Probably you don't own a car.
I don't know how to drive.
You don't even know how to drive.
Yeah, terrible. I'm terrible. I've been mooching rides my whole life. It's terrible.
So you get around on the subway.
I get around the subway. I take buses. And New York, in Seattle.
Do you love New York?
It's home. I love... I'm trying to be diplomatic.
Wow, they could be listening.
What isn't?
Yeah, I
don't handle heckling well.
I love my folks. I love my brother. Yeah. It's New York. I think Seattle was more me. I think quality of life wise, I think this is just you make a choice for the night in New York, and that's what you're sticking to because you can't afford to just drive around, take cabs everywhere, subways take forever. Right. Here, you can meet up with different groups of friends, three or four different groups of friends. You can go around the city. You can do a bunch of stuff.
Plus,
great restaurants.
Legitimate response to being heckled is, hey, you hurt my feelings. Really more of a Seattle person.
That's effective here. Yeah. You hurt my... I'm so sorry.
I'm having feelings about what you just said to me.
What if I made fun of the Sonics right now? Would you...
How
it would
you
hurt
feel?
To mention the Sonics, wouldn't it?
But let me see how Seattleite you are. How thrilled were you to see the Seahawks at the Super Bowl?
Oh, of course I was thrilled. Okay. I'm a Giants fan, but we didn't have a chance this year. That wasn't going to happen. I love Russell Wilson.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He's the most Indian-looking quarterback.
I was going to say, you look a little like Russell Wilson.
I mean, he's not Indian-American, but I'm like, if this is as close as we get, I'll take Russell Wilson. Hell of a quarterback.
You mentioned your brother. I know that you guys do a podcast together. Yep. You live in New York together, and he's a rap artist. He does
kind of. I mean, he was a hype man for a now defunct rap group, which they refer to.
So he's one of the guys, like one of the posse that's out there, kind of.
Well, he was the only one, but yeah, it was like the two guys and him just like repeating the chorus. He called himself a glorified backup dancer, which is very fair. It was great. They got to tour the world, and it's funny now. They never had a hit, and yet they had a very successful run. Like, they've toured the world, and they got to be in Conan, and, you know, they were great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great music.
Conan, Letterman, all these shows. How was it being on Letterman the other day?
Oh, I gotta watch it. It was amazing. Like, just to meet Paul Schaefer. You know, just like, and I asked them to play White Riot by The Clash and for my entrance music, and he did, and it sounded amazing, and it was a thrill.
Hey, Pedro, can you get that clip? What's that?
Yeah, it's right there.
All right, we'll play a little bit of that
to
promote your show even more. Folks, you got to go see him. Do you smoke pot? Pedro says you don't smoke pot.
I don't smoke pot. Am I not a Seattleite anymore?
No, that's you can't be here.
Legally, I'm not.
They're kicking me out for that, too.
They'll throw you into the jail in New York for smoking it.
Never, with a name like Hari.
Pot was never my, I never smoke pot. I don't drink very much either. And I have friends who smoke pot, and I prefer the friends who smoke pot, if that means anything.
They're more fun to hang around with.
I mean, they've never tried to draw a penis on my face. they might have thought about it and forgot, but they've never actually done it.
I was going to ask if you knew my daughter, because she lives in Brooklyn, but if you don't smoke pot, you have
no chance.
Or drink, right.
Hari Kondabolu. Hari, see him this weekend. We've got the information at bobrivers.com. The Neptune, Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Hari, all the best.
Thank you very
much. We'll play some of your Letterman clip, too, later in the show.
Thank you so much.
This is The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, happy Friday. I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Well, rain today through the weekend with highs in the mid-50s. Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tomorrow. And tomorrow's going to be kind of breezy, too. So try to have a good weekend.
This report is brought to you by Delta Dental of Washington. Delta Dental of Washington, covering the most smiles in-state and nationwide. Go to deltadentalwa.com to learn more. Get in with Delta Dental.
This is the last chance right here, last call for the Sleep Country USA Big Gift event. If you want to get a great deal on a mattress and a couple hundred dollars to spend at Best Buy, get into any Sleep Country USA, but do it before Monday. This ends on Sunday. So today, tomorrow, or Sunday, you're good to go. And what you'll find there is all the great mattresses, all the great brands. You can get your select Beautyrest, Sealy Posturepedic, Tempurpedic mattress. With the purchase, you get a $200 Best Buy gift card to buy whatever you want at Best Buy. Of course, you also get the 100-day low price guarantee. If you find a lower price on the bed you buy from Sleep Country USA at a competitor, they will beat that lower price by 5% and promptly refund you the difference. Free setup, free removal of your old mattress, free delivery. It's all at Sleep Country USA. And just through Sunday, the big gift event is on a $200 Best Buy gift card. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a road tripping rambler.
Driving along next to a yellow Pinto. Or is it mustard? Oh, a hot dog would be so good right now. I need to go to more ball games. I need to go on more dates at ball games.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free flat repair to free rotation, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
Golfers, get your game ready. Friday, April 11th, Pro Golf Discount and Sports Radio KJR are hosting the Spring Shootout at Redmond Ridge. The winning two-man team will be off to the 2014 U.S. Open at Pinehurst. But there's plenty more. The shootout pays the top 24 teams. This includes iron sets, drivers, and other prizes like golf shoes, golf bags, and rounds of golf. There will be contests on every hole as well. And when your round is over, there will be a Masters viewing party with additional prizes. It's a shootout, but it's really a giveaway. Sign up now at Sports Radio KJR. JR.com. Keyword shootout.
Got a prop. Call Bob. Got a prop. Call Bob.
Wow, nice digs, Bob.
Glad you could join us here on the show, Bob. So tell me, what's been happening over there at Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning?
We just kicked off our preseason AC sale. Everyone is preparing for a hot summer like last year by having their air conditioner installed this spring.
Smart. I read that temperatures hit the mid-90s in June and in September last summer. It's going to be even hotter this year. I might have to join the party and buy an AC too, my friend. Tell me more.
Well, right now, take 20% off all York ACs and heat pumps. Save up to $1,600. Plus, buy now and pay later with no interest, no payments until 2015. But hurry, the 20% March discount reduces to 15% in April and 10% in May. The sooner you buy, the more you save.
That's a heck of a deal. Hey, everyone, follow my lead and give Bob a call for some air conditioning. Thanks for being on the show, Bob.
Well, thanks for having me. Stay cool, Bob.
Bob's Heating and Air Macy's Welcome to Spring Home Sale is going on now. Save 40% on blenders, juicers, and drip coffee makers from Cuisinart, Ninja, and more. Memory foam pillows and toppers now 60% off. Get a Black & Decker toaster oven or 10-speed blender, your choice, $19.99. All 7-piece embroidered or jacquard comforter sets now $59.99. And Tag Coronado 5-piece luggage sets $99.99. Now at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
If your wiper blades are streaking or smearing, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $6 on a pair of Trico Flex wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Flex wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever shopped those big box stores for carpet and flooring? There's no selection, no help, and you have to wait weeks. Discover the difference at Carpet Liquidators. Their warehouses are full of brand name carpet and flooring, all in stock, all ready for immediate delivery. And they'll beat the big box store prices with their guaranteed price plunge. And for a limited time, have carpet and pet installed for your entire house for only $78.
Why pay retail? Carpet Liquidators.
And now open in Bellingham.
Families come in all shapes and sizes. Maybe you have 5 kids. Maybe you have 3 grandchildren. Or maybe your kids happen to be 2 dogs. But no matter who you're shopping for, the great food and low prices at QFC will leave a little extra money in your pocket for the things that matter to your family.
Bring home Northwest-grown Draper Valley boneless, skinless chicken breasts, and when you buy one package, you'll get one free. And 2 16-ounce cartons of Driscoll strawberries are $4.
Hoops fans, hurry to QFC during the March to Savings event. Buy 5 participating items and save $5 instantly at checkout. What a deal! Stock up on items like Charmin bath tissue and Bounty paper towels, Capri Sun, plus Breyers ice cream, Nabisco snack crackers, and more. Just look for the special tags and mix and match your favorites. Save big with your Advantage card during the March to Savings event through April 1st. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
At Michael's Toyota, they take pride in listening to the needs of their customers. Everything they do is designed to make your car buying experience easier and more enjoyable. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service all add up to create a fast and simple way to purchase or lease a world-class automobile at a great price. At Michael's Toyota of Bellevue, their parts and service departments are now open on Sundays. Yet another reason Michael's is making your customer satisfaction their number one priority. Come see for yourself at Michael's Toyota in Bellevue, just off I-90 at Eastgate, where it's all about you.
Every engine speaks. Some knock and ping and whine and complain. It means they could use some STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Just one bottle of STP's advanced formula in your gas tank is engineered to immediately start removing power-robbing deposits and keep your engine happy. And a happy engine doesn't just speak, it roars. So get some STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner today. STP and go. Available at Walmart.
This report is brought to you by RE/MAX.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, still just a really tough drive, not Friday light, unfortunately. Southbound 405, pretty much stop and go from just after 527 all the way through the Kirkland area. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, still holding on to some stop and go traffic there as well. Westbound I-90 backed up across the midspan. The express lane's filling in a little bit as well as you approach the Mount Baker Tunnel. Looks like westbound 522 getting pretty busy as you approach I-5, and I-5 southbound still a mess coming out of the Linwood area. Linwood to Seattle, southbound I-5 is a 50-minute commute.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX.com. Whether you're moving across town or across the world, RE/MAX.com has more listings than ever to find your perfect home. Visit them at RE/MAX.com. That's RE/MAX.com.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Much. So I grew up in Queens, New York, and whenever I fly home, my father will still pick me up at the airport, which is really sweet of him. And this happened a couple of years ago. I land at LaGuardia Airport, I get my bags, I'm walking towards the car when this lady I'd never seen before runs in front of me, gets into the back of our car. Now, that, of course, is strange, because that's never supposed to happen. So I opened the door. I said, "Excuse me, miss." Before I finish, she cuts me off. She says, "Look, I'm sorry, but I got here first. Maybe you should walk a little faster." At this point, it becomes clear that she thinks she's in a cab and my father is a cab driver. Because apparently she's so racist, she looks at the color of the driver before looking at the color of the car.
There he is.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't born in Seattle, but he lived here for 2 years.
Home.
Catch him this weekend. Hari Kondabolu at the Neptune, Saturday at 8 o'clock. That's him from Letterman a couple days ago. 9:36, we come back to Jody for news items again. And then coming up, I still have a blazing bagel in my mouth. Coming up, Rock Genius. Here's Jody.
Okay, so we got to get some audio. Pedro, are you ready for the viral video of the day? The driver, the lovely driver from, of all places, Florida. You won't believe this. Brought to you by Primera Blue Cross. This video is a woman in Tampa in her car. She uploaded this video that she took of a guy in a truck tailgating her this past Monday. Everybody's calling this one an instant karma video. He was tailgating her the way people do, and he's in this massive truck. I think it's like a Ford F-350, and he's a total douche. And we find out that he's a douche because he pulls up next to her and flips her off when he sees that she's been taping.
Okay.
And then
she's videoing while she's driving?
Let's not talk about that part.
No, come on.
Because that's not
because
the important
part. Because
that's
pretty douchey, too.
Yeah, well,
if I may, I can't use the same words Russell Simmons does, but may I use your word?
He thought that she was driving too slow, and then she put her camera on to show everyone that she was going the legal speed limit.
Right.
But he was doing that thing, you know, where somebody angrily tailgates you and drives up next to you.
But she was getting back at him with her video.
But her video wasn't even the thing that got back at him, because he ended up getting into an accident, flipping over, losing control, and crashing into a tree.
Oh, how wonderful.
It's called instant karma, and this is what it sounds like.
Now, is that you laughing or her laughing?
Buddy. No, that's her. That's the ending of her video. That's what you get, buddy. Yeah.
Now, I want to stick with the videos, and the weather is reminding me that around here, we have to be very happy to be out in the rain, and it's not a big deal. And if you're not excited about thunderstorms, then you should take a page out of this guy's book. Guy in Oklahoma filming a thunderstorm and got obscenely excited about it.
We're receiving hail. Hail and heavy rains right now. Oh, yeah. I was just talking about this. We're getting some small hail and some heavy rains. Oh, my God. We are getting a severe thunderstorm now. Holy s***. Damn. Jesus f***ing Now the winds are picking up. We are getting extremely strong winds. We are getting winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. Maybe 70. I may have to take cover soon. Oh, my God. Definitely a severe thunderstorm. Jesus, look at the wind. The roar. This is Oklahoma.
This is Oklahoma.
Yeah.
S.
Thunderstorm play-by-play is a whole new category on YouTube now, isn't it?
It's an actual thing, yeah.
I'd like to see God's video, though, of him as his trailer gets picked up and thrown across into a tree. That's what you get! Taking my name in vain!
TV corner, if I may, for a moment. Lots of people love House of Cards. I love House of Cards. Pedro Luciano, House of Cards. House of Cards. Amazing season that just ended. Well, now, we got a little problem with House of Cards.
Uh-oh.
Is
it a Duck Dynasty kind of a problem? Did someone say something was on the show?
Certainly not.
Not that good.
After producers for House of Cards with Kevin Spacey, the Netflix series, they threatened to relocate filming from Maryland, where they actually do the filming, if they didn't receive millions of more dollars in tax credits now that it's a big-time show.
Wow. What do they think they are, building airplanes?
Yeah, well, the Maryland House of Delegates was like, I don't think so. They threatened to use eminent domain to acquire all sets, equipment, and other property related to the series. So that was a threat gone bad.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
How can Maryland use eminent domain?
I don't know, but
they can't take the equipment.
The show writers must have approved of such a conniving political move. In a friendly,
did Governor Chris Christie just move to Maryland?
In a friendly,
oh, they got their own clown show going in Maryland.
Friendly amendment that was swiftly approved. Delegates passed a measure allowing the state to seize the property of any film production company that ceases filming after being allocated over $10 million in tax credits.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing that you could get something passed that fast?
So fast and in such a bipartisan way. But hang on. Look, I don't know all the facts, but I see Maryland's point of view. You made an agreement to film in Maryland in exchange for $10 million of tax breaks.
Right.
Somewhere it's written down that you're going to film for a certain amount of time. And if you don't film for that time,
well,
give me the tax money back.
I'd like to know how long the contract was for. Is the next season they're going to move it to a better, more tax-friendly location unless Maryland gives them tax breaks to stay?
Well, you might actually be able to help us a little bit because Maryland needs to be careful. What happened with the Baltimore Colts?
Don't go there. Baltimore Colts left town for Indianapolis.
Why?
Because the city wouldn't build Bob Irsay, the owner, a new stadium.
So I'm just saying, it's a similar...
Maryland learned their lesson by losing a pro team. And
it is pretty funny, though, that in regards to House of Cards, I mean, it's not like the show is Everybody Loves Raymond. The show is about how horribly corrupt the government is.
Yeah, right.
And in response to
In response, the government is horribly corrupt.
No, we just passed a new law that says that we can have all your crap if you don't stay filming
here. Pass it immediately.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Something else that's amazing with regards to television, Sarah Palin has a new show coming up. That's right. I said Sarah Palin.
Oh, is it another documentary where she shoots things from helicopters?
Of course it is.
Of course.
It's on the Sportsman Channel. The show is Amazing America with Sarah Palin, and
Lucky
it starts
guess.
Next week. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because it has the most amazing theme song I've ever heard from the band.
You're going to make it after all?
No.
Bears are all around, no need to save them.
No, it is the rock outfit Madison Rising. Thank you very much for Sarah Palin's new theme song.
We believe in the American way, and we built this country called the USA, and we fly our flag because we're proud and free, we're Americans. Red, white, and blue. Our way of life, never back down from a challenge or a fight. Nature provides, God gives the rights, we're Americans. We make up America.
So shouldn't it be called instead of never back down from a challenge or a fight, shouldn't it be serve one term and then quit your job as
serve
governor?
Half the term.
Get all those rights if you're just born white.
What's the theme here?
Thomas Jefferson and Jesus sat down.
Dogs and the horses and the trucks and the guns. Mothers and daughters and fathers and sons. We're American.
I like the song. I really do like the song.
American.
Because you're an American.
I have that American pride, by the way. I don't think that kind of pride is necessarily. It's too bad that you are against that kind of pride because I love that kind of pride.
Don't tread on me, sucker. I'm American.
But that kind of pride doesn't belong to one political party or another. It should be all of us.
Yeah, we're taking that theme song for the warm up show.
It's ours. America.
America.
Yeah. You can do America, heck yeah, if you want. A little Spinal Tappy, but I do like it.
That guy can play guitar, though.
Keep
your foreign people off of our pristine shores. Our America is a little whiter than yours. It's America.
You're crazy, get a little nuts, but you can't have the glory if you ain't got the guts.
My truck's got nuts. It's America.
Truck's got nuts. That's perfect.
It's America.
You want to do your own version?
Oh, you bet I do. Oh, man.
Do you know who sings this, though?
What?
Who do we know that sounds just like this? It's not you. Ben Carlstrom sounds
totally
just
bad.
Like
that. Totally bad.
And he's Canadian.
I'm Canadian.
Get all my medicine for free. I'm Canadian.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Leave your hands off a goddamn hockey teams. I'm a Canadian.
Let's have Ben sing "I'm Canadian." It'd be funnier than just making it about politics.
Yeah. We're real polite. We're never mean. We're never Canadian. We're cheese on our heads.
All right. That's so
we can see Russia from our front porch, and we're making it.
By the way, our very cool act that's about to play, Ever So Android, is so happy about that lead-in.
Yeah.
Because if they could fart through their guitar, and it would sound better. So it's going to be great for them.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Jody, what else do you have?
I have one more thing, and I don't know if you have ever taken me up on my insane recommendation for Game of Thrones. Have you started watching it yet?
I bought it on Blu-ray, and it's sitting there waiting for me to start.
It's a lonely place that I live in when Game of Thrones is coming back on HBO, and everyone's very excited, but even more excited. The real Game of Thrones aficionados will know this one. Author George R.R. Martin released yesterday evening an entire chapter of the eagerly anticipated sixth volume in the A Song of Ice and Fire series on which Game of Thrones is based.
So you can actually read ahead like Hunger Games and know what's going to happen.
Most people do. And there's two brands of...
And it doesn't hurt the TV show? That it doesn't hurt the series that you know?
No, it only hurts delicate conversation over wine when some people are like, well, real fans already know about this. And then I have to say, well, shut up, because I don't like to read. I just like
Is it
to
bourgeois,
watch
by the way? Am I saying that right?
Bougie. Well, it's kind of a big deal because Martin is not writing the book fast enough for people who are eating this up on HBO. Yeah. And the guy's just like, yeah, whatever. I'm just going to write it at my own pace. And we're just like, no, no, you have to write more because we love it so much. So this is a big deal for him to release this. The new chapter was written a year ago. It hasn't yet been seen by anyone other than editors.
Time now for Rock Genius. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to be a rock genius, and we will not drug test any of our contestants. Call us at 877-901-0957. And caller number two this time. We'll make it go, you know, 3, 2, 1. Caller number two is the first person to play. 877-901-0957. We every day start with a 10 at 10. I like the 10 at 10. Interesting songs. Songs we don't play very often sometimes.
Some great
cool
stuff.
Cool things from the past. Cool things from actually somewhat recent. What's today's 10 of 10 themes, Bob?
Songs from the streets, Bob. Songs from the streets.
Where the streets have no name, one of those
could
songs?
Could be one of those songs. No. God, you got to stop doing this.
10th Avenue Freeze Out? Is that a street song?
Not, but I lobbied for it.
Did you?
Yeah. Streets are in the titles of these songs, but they're all songs about streets. All right. Not all of them have titles. All right.
Another Lane? Pleasant Valley Sunday? I hope not.
No.
That's not in there, right?
The last street in Clarksville is in it.
No, those are too old. Okay, what are other street songs?
Penny Lane, Blue Jay Way.
No, none of these are on there. None
down on Main Street.
Nope.
Down on Main Street. That's on there.
No.
It's not?
Nope.
Are you just saying nope?
Yes.
Oh, because I was.
She is the knight who says nope.
Tonight, yeah, she is.
Okay, on the phones, contestant number one is Chris in North Bend. Chris, hello.
Hello.
You're on.
Okay.
Chris and Bob Seger's Main Street, one of the 10 at 10 today, Jody Brothers.
It's true, it's on there. Yeah.
Bob Seger sings about his love for this woman. What does she do for a living?
Isn't she a stripper?
She's a stripper. You go down on Main Street.
You guys.
He loves her because he's seen her naked.
The club downtown. You can watch her shake her down.
Trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer in a little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff.
Now, would you have accepted dancer?
I would have accepted dancer. We all know she's a stripper.
How do I know that?
You don't need to get your courage up to talk to a stripper. They already like you.
They like you for
money.
Don't
worry, Bob Seger. Just go and talk to her.
Okay. Unlike all the other ladies, she was so young and sweet. So you know the other ladies were dried up old skank bags, and she was a stripper. Come on.
All right, Chris. Thank you for knowing that.
Wow. Usually I get 2 out of 5.
All right. Congratulations. All right. Thank you very much. Want to mention something before we bring our musical guest on. Cairo 7 is airing a special, and I have been doing nothing but complimenting our local television news for the just absolute thoughtful journalism, respectful journalism, the way they've handled the Oso landslide disaster. And if you are, if you want to be fully informed, they're presenting the Oso Landslide Relief and Recovery. It's Friday, today, at 9 p.m. Cairo 7. HD on Comcast 107. A lot of you say, well, what can I do? What can I do to help? Look, all the media in town is focused on the relief and recovery effort right now. And if you want to know everything that's going on, this would be a great way, 9 o'clock tonight, to catch up on it. Stories from the Oso Landline front lines. And we commend all of our local news for the amazing job they're doing and for their respect for the families as well. All right, 9:50. Seattle's duo Ever So Android have just released a self-titled EP, and they're heading out on the road this month with the first stop, a hometown show here at the Crocodile Cafe. They're playing tonight at 7:30. Ever So Android vocalist Hope Simpson and guitarist Drew Murray. I don't know. Based on the name of the group, is it about their phone or is it one of them a mechanical person?
They exclusively do songs about phones.
They have no iPhones, either one of them, I'm guessing.
That's a good guess.
Oh, she's got an iPhone.
She's got an iPhone?
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, Dad gave her an iPhone.
Yeah.
All right, come on to the microphone. I'm going to guess you're Hope.
I am Hope.
Hi, Hope. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And Drew, hey, welcome. Both of you had shaving accidents with your heads, and apparently they have those kind of haircuts.
We won. Yeah.
You should see the other guy.
No, and look, I say that, but I wish I had A, the youth, B, the coolness, and C, what Bob Seger didn't have with that stripper.
Hey. The courage
to do an exciting haircut. So anyway, thank you guys for coming in this morning. I know this is probably middle of your sleep cycle.
It's a little early. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
You're playing at the Crocodile tonight, 7:30, which is actually early.
Yeah. Well, I think the doors open at 7:30, and we go on around 10:30.
To be fair, but they see other acts before you, right?
There are, yeah. It's a four-band bill. Our friends, The Mothership, it's their CD release, so they're going on last. And we have Piano Piano is playing and Devil Hunt Me Down.
Now, what's Piano Piano like?
They're pianos. Like instrumental explosive rock.
Really cool. Is there only one piano or is there two pianos?
There are no pianos.
Oh, man.
Damn it. Just son of a you know, lion.
I went to see a band called Free Drinks once. Same thing. And the Butt Naked Ladies, too.
Not
what
one.
A disappointment.
That's right. Hilarious.
Ever Bare So. Naked how did you come ladies. Up with the name Ever So Android?
We made a list of words we liked.
Oh.
Actually, Drew came up with it. I'm not going to
Very nice.
I'm not going to
okay.
lie.
So here's what we're going to do. Jody's going to hang on to the last word of the day, and we're going to let you precede the 10 at 10. We're going to do a short break first, ladies and gentlemen, and then Ever So Android and the 10 at 10. Right back.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. 95.7 KJR presents Album Madness.
Run my guitar.
Welcome.
The Sweet 16. Vote now at 957KJR.com.
Hey, happy Friday. I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Well, rain today through the weekend with highs in the mid-50s. Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tomorrow. And tomorrow's going to be kind of breezy, too. So try to have a good weekend.
This report is brought to you by Taco Bell Breakfast. Wake up, live Moss. The next generation of breakfast is here. Try the all-new breakfast at Taco Bell, like the waffle taco that everyone is talking about, or the delicious AM crunch wrap with a hash brown inside. Wake up, live Moss, at participating locations.
Hey, I got to tell you about the 3010 Weight Loss for Life program that Joe and I started a little over 2 weeks ago. You know, we've done this kind of stuff before with very limited, if you could call it that, success, but this time things are completely different. I'm down 11 pounds in just over 2 weeks. Joe, about the same?
Just a little over 11 pounds. I weigh again on Monday, and I know I'm going to be down quite a bit more because I snuck a peek. You really shouldn't weigh yourself more than once a week or so, but I looked, and I saw a number on my scale I haven't seen in this decade for sure.
And that number was a 2?
There's still a 2 there.
Okay. But he's having great success.
Yeah, I'm going down fast.
The difference is there's no false promises. There's no pill you're supposed to take every day. It's just support. It's a smart way to do this. It's positive reaffirmation, and it's going to work for the rest of our lives. Give them a call at 855-843-3010. Check them out for yourself at 3010weightlossforlife.com.
There are three locations right now, Silverdale, Kent, and a brand new one in Bellevue. That's where I go, and I'd love to see you there.
Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins buys watches every day. A customer brought in a gold watch and left with $8,800. Another came in with a rose gold watch and was paid $12,000. Find out what your watch is worth at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
Stop in for Customer Appreciation Week at your neighborhood Fred Meyer, going on now. We're celebrating our loyal customers with double the rewards points on every purchase, plus incredible thank you deals all week long. You'll find more of what you need in one easy stop and save big on tons of items throughout the store. So what will you find at Fred Meyer? You'll save 60% on Carter's and Oshkosh playwear. And fresh Foster Farms whole fryers are just 99 cents a pound. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
Get the most out of your life. You live it. We'll help. Super Supplements.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-261-9660. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB, so get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-261-9660.
There's only one person that can deny you health coverage, and that person is you. Premera Blue Cross can help you enroll in a quality health plan that includes family checkups, prescriptions, hospital stays, and more. You may even qualify for a plan at little or no cost. But you must enroll now if you want coverage for 2014. Call 1-877-PREMERA, visit premera.com/goblue, or talk to an independent producer. And have a healthy 2014. Premera Blue Cross is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
If allergies put you at the corner of pollen counts are high and it's bringing me down, count on Walgreens to get you feeling better faster. We have the allergy solutions you need right where you need them. So swing by today, because when you feel bad, every second counts. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get Claritin, the number one doctor-recommended non-drowsy allergy brand. Right now at Walgreens, Claritin Bonus Pack 30 Count comes with 10 free tablets. Use as directed.
Wow, so I just tried Tillamook's new farm-style Greek yogurt. It's creamy, it's delicious, and it's less tart. You can taste the farm-style goodness. I've finally found a great-tasting Greek yogurt. Find your yum at Tillamook.com.
March is Markdown Madness Truck Month at Evergreen Ford. Over 250 F-Series trucks, 2014 XLTs, Lariats, Platinums, Crew Cabs, Super Cabs, all discounted now. EvergreenFord.com, or as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
Dad, if I miss this party because you ran out of gas, I will literally die of embarrassment.
It's okay, honey. Stand back. For I can summon a superhero.
And the embarrassment continues.
A fearless titan of roadside rescue.
OMG.
Prepare to be saved by...
The AAA guy? He looks more like our mailman than Superman.
Hi, folks. Need a little gas? I'll have you on your way in a minute.
Okay, now that is pretty super. Let's go, Dad.
Hey, is it true you can lift a car with your bare hands?
No.
Dad, party, remember?
Triple A guy, I owe you one.
Thanks, I hear that a lot.
Having AAA can feel downright super. To enjoy the benefits of membership, including up to 200 miles of towing, call 800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com. Right now, save $10 off a new membership. AAA, there's only one.
We print, we design, we craft type. We craft everything, in fact. We choose paper stocks. We round corners. We ink. We love color, logos, and URLs. We pay attention to every detail. We put a lot into your business cards so they say exactly what you need them to. Say hello with Moo.com.
Welcome to
present the History of the Eagles Tour. Eagles live in concert. The story of an American band. Tacoma Dome, August 25th. Tickets on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. All Ticketmaster outlets are charged by phone. 800-745-3000. Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Schmidt. The Eagles. Johnny come lately. Live on stage, performing hits from their first four decades. Tacoma Dome, August 25th. The History of the Eagles on DVD and Blu-ray is available now. For VIP packages and more, go to EaglesBand.com. Produced by Live Nation.
Hey, it's Downtown Joe. I'm going fishing at Glacier Bear Lodge in Yakutat, Alaska, and you can join me. Call 1-866-GB-LODGE, tell them I'm hooking you up, and save 15% on your trip. 1-866-GB-LODGE. Fish on!
There's a renaissance happening in America. American-made goods are marching triumphantly back to our stores. American craftsmen are meticulously stitching and sanding to create beautiful, quality furniture. Yes, there's a renaissance happening in America, and we're seeing it firsthand. For just a few more days, Dania is offering 20% off our American furniture lines during the American Craft and Pride Sale. Hurry in, the sale ends March 31st. Visit daniafurniture.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Charter College.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, southbound 405 at I-5 and South Center, jackknifed semi is moved over to the shoulder. All the DOT trucks are out of the way, so all lanes are back open there, which is some really good news. We're seeing stop-and-go traffic, though. I-5 northbound from the Michigan curb to the Convention Center. Everett to Seattle, about a 55-minute drive. Seeing the heaviest traffic as you make your way from Northgate all the way down to the city. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, still seeing some heavy congestion there as well.
Attention healthcare professionals. If you have a certificate or college credits, you could earn an associate degree in just 5 months. The Charter College Allied Health Program is enrolling now. Visit chartercollege.edu for admission requirements.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
All right, folks. Jody's going to do a couple things, and then Ever So Android is going to play.
All right, the song you're listening to is the Quitting Time song of the day. It's We Gotta Get Out of This Place by Eric Burden and the Animals. Between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock this evening, Steve Slayton is going to put this song in the mix. And when you hear it, text in.
Be the ninth caller.
And you could... It's late in the morning for me. Be the ninth caller, and you could win a pair of Steve Miller and Journey tickets to the White River Amphitheater show. So this is the song you're listening for. Listen again.
See my daddy in bed.
All right, and then next week, Spike will say his daddy was in bed and what was happening to him. So you got to be ready for that, too.
He was smoking. No, that's not the answer we're looking for. He was playing with himself. That's the one! Bob's a rock genius!
All right, 3 minutes after. Did you do the last word of the day yet? Hold on, wait. Let me give a nice introduction. Seattle's duo Ever So Android, tonight, the Crocodile Cafe at 7:30 p.m. Hope Simpson and Drew Murray.
Last word of the day today is brought to you by Nissan North America, and let's just make it Android.
Yeah! Take my teeth from underneath there and watch me bleed. I keep hearing how much I miss you.
So Android, what a powerful voice. Very nice to meet you guys. Hope, Drew, thank you very much. Tonight, the Crocodile Cafe. The show starts at 7:30.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1, Seattle, and iHeartRadio station.